They yell amen, not because they agree with the preaching. They just want everybody to think, oh, that guy's spiritual. Amen! You know. Oh, yeah. Look, there's a guy that came to Fort Worth, and he literally screamed amen every minute or less. Every minute. Just, it didn't matter what I said. He just, amen! And I wish Brother Jesse had told me, because he came in the doors and he goes, now look, brother, I've been thrown out of so many churches for saying amen. Is it okay if I say amen in here? And Jesse's just thinking like, sure, whatever, you know. Like, and they're like, we should have dug a little deeper, okay? What do you mean by thrown out for saying amen? I mean, he'd sit on the second row or the first row. He's just yelling amen. I'd be like, turn to Romans 5. Amen! I'm preaching a whole sermon on hidden works. That was the title of the sermon. Okay. The importance of not being seen of men, not doing things for a show. He's yelling amen. I mean, everybody's just paying attention to him the whole service. And it was his first time. If it hadn't been his first time, it would have been a rough sermon for him. But I just decided to give him grace. I was really struggling with it, okay? But here's the thing. He wasn't doing it because he agreed with the preaching. Because guess what? I got up there and I was screaming and saying, you know what? You once you're saved, you're always saved. You could never lose it. There's no works whatsoever. He's yelling amen right after the sermon. You have to repent of your sins to be saved. Wow. Hypocrite. Yeah. Yeah. He just wanted to yell amen to be seen amen. He didn't believe anything he was saying. I got up there. I don't know why. I used such an extreme example. I said, look, if I lined up everyone in this room and put a bullet in their head, I'm still going to heaven. And he's like, amen. And then I got, he's like, you have to repent of all your sins to be saved. And I'm just like, what? Why would you yell amen at the things I was saying, I wasn't unclear, okay, about salvation by faith. That's once saved, always saved. And obviously, I would never do that. That was an extreme example. But here's the thing. People just yell amen, and they don't even mean it. Or they have an amen timer. I've been to churches, independent fundamental Baptist churches, and this guy just yells amen every 5 minutes. It's just like clockwork. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter what was being said. It could be just dead silence. Amen, you know. Amen. Amen. And it's like, look, I'm all for yelling amen, but it should be because you agree. It should be because you actually like the preaching, and you say, you know what, that's a good point. Amen, you know. They shouldn't be coming from a place of just, I want to be known as the amen guy in church, you know. Everybody knows I yell amen or whatever.